First, we have John Arnes and Rosemary Frenza from the Legacy Law Center. John's an elder law attorney, and Rosemary is also an elder law attorney and a mediator. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you, Sheila.
John, how long have you been an attorney?
Since 2008.
What got you interested in practicing?
Back in high school, when I had an internship with a local attorney up in Marquette, that's when I was first interested in practicing law, and I pursued law school from there on. I went to Northern for my undergraduate work and then to Michigan State University for law school.
What brought you to Legacy Law?
A couple of things. First, I followed my fiance down here, who is attending University of Michigan, beginning this fall as a pharmacy student. Then I was just fortunate enough to find a position at Legacy Law Center doing what I love, which is the same work that I did back in Marquette, elder law and estate planning.
Rosemary, what brought you to Legacy Law?
I actually graduated from law school in 2006 in Chicago and then took the bar in Illinois. And then I moved home to Michigan and took the Michigan bar and decided to stay here, where my family is. I'm an Ann Arbor native. And I actually had my own solo law practice for 2 years, Rosemary J. Frenza, attorney at law. This spring, Terry actually invited me to join Legacy Law, and I was very excited to do that because I had been doing some family law work and some estate work, and I really wanted to just focus on elderly people and people with special needs, and so I was very happy to join the firm.
Well, Terry Bertram must have been very impressed with you to invite you to join.
I hope so.
You're a mediator in addition to being an attorney. What does a mediator do?
A mediator does different things in different areas of law. I have extensive training in domestic relations mediation, but I'm also undergoing further training to be an elder law mediator, which helps out if there's a dispute among family members, maybe about an elder loved one's care or about their estate after someone's passed away. A mediator serves as a neutral third party who can really work with family members and guide them to their own decision and their own resolution rather than submitting them to the court's decision and, you know, the decision of a judge who maybe doesn't know them very well. So it's a great alternative to court disputes.
You're both elder law attorneys, but do each of you have a special focus?
Up until this point, when I began practice, I started focusing with estate planning work, which is trusts, wills, power of attorney documents. And then I transitioned soon after beginning work into more elder law, long-term care, special needs issues, Medicaid, Medicare, and so forth.
And Rosemary, what about you?
Yes, I'm also very grateful that John does Medicaid so that I don't have to, and I think he's very good at it. So we're very glad to have him with us now. I actually specialize in general probate law in addition to estate planning, which means I serve private clients in applying for guardianships and conservatorships, frequently for elderly relatives or people with special needs. And I also take a lot of different court appointments. I serve as court-appointed counsel and as a guardian ad litem and on the mental health docket through the probate court and also the developmentally disabled docket. So I work with a lot of different people through my court appointments. And that's what really convinced me that I wanted to do elder law, is working with people with Alzheimer's spectrum issues and things of that nature.
It sounds like the two of you are very busy.
Yes.
We're pretty busy, but we like it that way.
This is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. And our guests are Rosemary Frenza and John Arnes from the Legacy Law Center.
John, you mentioned you specialize in long-term care, special needs planning. Who is your typical client?
My typical client is the typical client that you would see needing estate planning, except you often see these same people who are normally elderly persons needing planning for the what-if situation of requiring a long-term care setting, whether that be in an assisted living facility or a nursing home or some other adult foster home. We even try to look at strategies to keep them in their home, because the way we plan is to plan for the person and what's in that person's best interests.
What questions, John, should someone be asking themselves if they're in the process of making a decision as to whether or not they may need your services?
Our focus is helping people live comfortably. What we try to do for people is to get their affairs in order so they don't have to worry anymore. So if they're concerned about how they're managing their financial affairs, whether they have the ability to pay for a long-term care setting, should they need that type of care, if they have a loved one or a close friend who is disabled and they want to determine how to provide for that person while that person can maintain benefits. Those are the types of questions that if someone was asking those questions, they should contact our firm because that's what we help them with.
And Rosemary, you mentioned working with guardianships and conservatorships. What does that mean?
A lot of times when people have a relative who has suffered an injury or is growing older and experiencing some of the things that come along with aging, their loved ones and the person themselves sometimes realize that they might need someone to help them in making decisions, be they medical, legal, placement in a facility, or getting some help with remaining at home. So a person might seek guardianship over an elderly relative so that they can have a court-appointed power to work with financial institutions, nursing homes, doctors, and help that person with their needs as they change. And conservatorship really just deals with financial aspects of helping someone deal with their finances as their circumstances change.
And you mentioned a little bit ago, Rosemary, what a mediator does. Do you have affiliations with any organizations in the area?
I don't, actually. And it's interesting to note that there is no licensing process for mediators. But I think it's always good to research before you retain a mediator what their training is, because there is no licensing board or anything like that in the state of Michigan.
And do you travel to see any of your clients?
We do at the firm, actually. We make house calls in several counties if necessary.
I'm curious, you mentioned there's no licensing for mediators. What kind of things should I be looking for if I'm looking for a mediator? Do you have any specifics?
Well, in this area, I think there are a couple of great organizations that train mediators. One person we're very fortunate to have in Michigan is Zena Zumeta. A lot of people are familiar with her. She's actually one of the most, I would say, experienced and successful mediators and mediation trainers in the country. And she lives right here in Ann Arbor. She trained me. So we're very fortunate. And there's also in Washtenaw County the Dispute Resolution Center. And they are very useful in hooking people up who need mediation with qualified mediators at little to no cost.
Our guests are John Arnes and Rosemary Frenza from the Legacy Law Center. You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. So, John, what brought you to this point?
To answer that question, I'm going to use our firm's motto, which is elder care and advocacy. It's really more than just document preparation, really more than just doing technical work. It's about serving the person. And earlier when I was answering the question about how I became interested in law, that was my first opportunity when I was 17 years old, I'm 28 now, to figure out what an attorney does from day to day. But that, combined with my background, has brought me to elder law in particular. I grew up with older parents. My dad is 77 years old. I have been faced with my own adversities in my life. My mom was diagnosed with cancer when I was 8 years old, and she passed away ultimately when I was 22. And I also do have a very close family member who has scoliosis and couldn't walk since he was in high school. So a combination of those things and really loving what a lawyer does has brought me to this particular niche practice.
Rosemary, how'd you get involved directly in elder care?
My background is slightly similar to John's in that I also lost my mother to cancer 2 years ago in the summer of 2008 after she had cancer 5 times during her life. I've been on sort of the other end of the spectrum in terms of being a patient and a relative of someone who needed a lot of medical care and insurance help and planning. And so I think that I'm able to not only empathize with my clients, but also to sympathize with them and understand that they're vulnerable and that they're scared and that they're going through something overwhelming.
And both of you, it seems, have grasped the concept of advocate. I mean, that's a lot of what you're doing.
Like John said, advocacy sets us apart because our firm owner, Terry Bertram, likes to say that there are a lot of attorneys who have good documents and good document preparation as we do, but we really do become a part of our clients' lives. And I think that we're a trusted resource for them. And I really like that. And I actually started out doing family law, handling divorce and custody cases. But I found through my court appointments that what I really enjoyed doing was working with elderly people in need and helping them through some confusing and scary times and trying to navigate that with them.
John, do you have a memorable client that you can think of, a story you'd like to share?
When I was in Marquette Allen for the last 2 years, I was a member of the court-appointed list at the Marquette County Probate Court, and one of my assignments was an individual who was developmentally disabled, which means that this person had a handicap pretty much from birth, and I had to help his very elderly mother get guardianship over him, which is something Rosemary mentioned before, helping someone be able to make decisions for another after they've reached 18 or become an adult. That went really well for me, and it was rewarding because they complimented me after it, and they said, "You're a great attorney, and we want to see you for our other work." I don't consider myself a person to brag, but it was rewarding feeling to feel like I had done a good enough job for someone that hadn't met me before. I was a court-appointed attorney for this person, and their family liked me and wanted to come back to see me for the rest of their work.
Well, and you made a difference in their lives.
Yes.
It sounds very fulfilling.
Yes, yeah. It was a great experience.
And how about you, Rosemary? Any memorable case you have in mind?
Actually, the case that comes most readily to mind is a case that I did as one of my court appointments through the Washtenaw County Probate Court. I was actually appointed as the guardian ad litem on the case of an elderly gentleman who suffered from Alzheimer's disease, and his wife had passed away the previous year, and he was unable to remember from moment to moment that his wife was gone. And he really affected me, and his family was very sweet and lovely, and I feel that I was able to help them find an appropriate placement for him, but he has really stayed in my mind over the last couple of years as just a lovely gentleman who is very deserving of wonderful end-of-life care, and I think that he's getting that now.
Good. Sounds like a good memory.
Yes.
And John, where's Legacy Law Center located?
2950 South State Street, and we're in Suite 300 of the Ann Arbor Michigan Commerce Bank building, right across from the Briarwood Mall. Phone number is 734-995-2383, and you may visit our website at www.legacypllc.com.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Alan, and I had a great time with both of you.
Thank you very much for having us.